hope you enjoyed everything. Come again soon.
Thanks, Bob.
Not so fast.
You're eating other people's leftovers? That's gross.
Hey, what's the big deal? A piece of unbuttered toast, untouched eggs, and a perfectly good strip of bacon. It's a crime to waste food. Although in here, it's only a misdemeanor.
Why would you eat off a stranger's plate?
Because I didn't like what you ordered. Besides, you're just going to throw it out anyway.
But I was going to keep the tip, so hand it over.
You know, you should at least split it with me. I mean, I did bust a table.
On second thought, keep the tip, just lock the door.
Why would I lock the door?
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Sarah.
Oh, Reggie, I'm so glad I caught you here. Then again, where else would you be? Anyway, as promised, here are my vacation pictures. Richard, the kids, and I spent 5 glorious days in Bermuda. That's an island.
Yes, filled with white people longing to be brown.
Everyone had such a wonderful time.
Oh, look, the baby whales come right up on the beach.
Those are my children.
No way! I mean, cute kids.
So, anyway, now that I'm back, we really should get together and go on a double date. Whenever you find someone. No rush.
Actually, I'm seeing someone now, Sarah.
Really?
Yes, really. In fact, we're going to dinner tonight.
Oh, well, why don't we make it a foursome?
Well, I don't really...
Oh, I'll have Richard make the reservations. Oh, I'll call you. I can't wait to meet your special someone.
Neither can I.
Neither can she.
Well, aren't you a gentleman?
Yeah, a gentleman who just found a quarter.
Becker, I need to ask you a favor.
Oh, God.
No.
Come on, you haven't even heard it yet.
I was taking Jake's lead there.
Look, I need you to be my date tonight to go to dinner with Sarah and her husband.
God, no. Good call there, buddy.
Come on, Becker. It's hard to get a date on such short notice.
Oh, check the back of the Village Voice. You can get a date in an hour. Or is that for an hour?
Look, Reg, if it's just you, I'd think about it. I'd still say no, but I'd think about it. But Sarah is just a chirpy little snot who gets off on making you feel bad about yourself.
Look, Becker, I'm grasping at straws here. I'm dateless and I'm desperate.
You know, at Easy and Lonely, sticking in the Village Voice, I bet you'll scare up someone.
You're late.
No, you're early. And considering what you pay me, you should be happy I'm here at all.
I hope there's somebody standing behind me, because you better not be talking to me.
It's my new attitude. I just started taking assertiveness training classes.
Why?
Back off. I'm getting to that. I've been pushed around enough in my life, so now I've learned to stand up for myself and get what I want. And what I want is to leave early today because my class starts at 5, so that's what I'm going to do.
No, you're not.
Okay.
Hi. Is Becker here?
What's it to you?
Linda, knock it off.
Okay.
He's in his office.
Yes. No!
Becker.
No way. I'm not going out to dinner with you.
Come on. I called everyone I could think of, including some guy who wrote his number in the bathroom claiming he could go all night. Unfortunately, he can't go tonight.
Well, maybe you can go tomorrow night.
If I have to beg, I will.
All right. Let's see what you got.
Come on, Becker, please.
All right, fine, I'll go. But we're going to establish some ground rules here. No kissing, no touching, no cute little nicknames, no affection of any kind. Are we clear?
Thank you, Becker.
What did I just say?
Oh, don't be such a hard ass.
I said no nicknames.
Now that we know you're dating Reggie, it makes sense why you're always at the diner.
Well, he could have been going there just because he likes Reggie's cooking.
Richard's so funny.
Either laugh or go mad, right, Richard?
So, do you two like kids?
We haven't really gotten to the talking about kids point in our relationship.
Oh, well, don't wait too long. Tick-tock.
Don't let Sarah rush you into having kids. When it's time to end your life, you'll know.
So, anyway, Richard, I haven't been seeing you at the bakery very much.
That's
because I'm running it now. I guess you could say that I'm the breadwinner in the family. I make lots of dough. You get it?
Yes, it works on so many levels.
Actually, I've always wanted to teach English, so I got a job at the high school.
Oh, that must be really rewarding.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's great. Although, if I wanted to have stuff thrown at me and be called a dork, I could have stayed at home.
John hasn't seen our pictures from our vacation yet. Oh, lucky for you, I happen to have them right here.
Oh, thank God. I mean, a patient of mine is having a bad reaction to some medication I gave him. I'm sorry. I gotta go.
Oh, too bad. We were having so much fun.
Hmm? Oh, yeah. No, right. All right. Yeah. Anyway, I gotta go. Sorry.
I hope your patient's okay.
Thank you. Don't wait up.
Will you excuse me? John. John. Becker.
What?
Did you beep yourself?
No, I actually have a sick patient. Isn't that great?
Yeah, for you, but I'm still stuck here. I need your credit card.
Forget it.
Come on, Becker, I didn't bring any money, and I couldn't find a purse that goes with this dress.
Those shoes don't go with the dress. You brought them. Oh, fine, fine. You know, but just remember, I had salad and iced tea, that's all. You know, and don't go nuts with the tip. 11% is more than enough.
Thanks. And I really hate to ask you for anything else, but Sarah's watching, so could you just kiss me goodbye?
I thought we had a rule.
Come on, Becker, just one.
Jeez.
High school kids have changed. First day, they stuck a sign on my back. I thought it said kick me. Turns out it said kill me. Lucky for me, they can't read.
Oh my gosh, look how late it is. You're supposed to just walk me home, not stay here and entertain me. I hope Sarah won't be mad.
Oh, she's fine. She's with the kids. Actually, that's why she left early. She's convinced that if she doesn't read the kids a bedtime story, they won't be able to sleep. And I guarantee you, she woke them up to do that. I'm sorry, I'm talking again. If you want me to stop, just tell me.
No. I like listening to you.
Wow. You know, I was dreading tonight, but I had a great time.
Me too.
Oh, and your boyfriend's very nice.
Oh, he's not...
Not what? Not nice? Or your boyfriend?
Well, neither, actually.
What do you mean?
Well, I couldn't admit to Sarah that I wasn't seeing anyone, so I asked Becker to do me a favor. Please don't tell her.
I am surprised. I
know. I really should have just told her the truth.
No. I'm surprised that you're not dating anyone.
Oh, yeah. Who could resist all this?
Well, I think you're amazing. I mean, you know, you run a business. You're going back to school. You're pretty. Any man would be lucky to have you.
Wow. Talk about things you don't hear very often.
Well, I should get going.
Oh, right. Well, gee, thanks a lot for walking me home again.
No. I'm sorry. That was inappropriate.
No. I mean, we're friends, right?
Where is it, Reg? Where's my credit card?
I couldn't sleep knowing you had it.
You miss the feeling of it in your pajama pocket?
You're a pajama man, huh?
He got that wrong.
I hope he got that wrong.
Hey, I'm not gonna ask again for my card.
Okay. Now look, don't go crazy. Our half of the bill was $120, so here's my $60.
Our half? The bill was $240? All I had was salad and iced tea.
After you left, Sarah ordered a dinner to go for her babysitter and a whole bunch of desserts for her kids.
You let her get away with that?
Well, what was I supposed to do?
You pull out your calculator and you play who had the chicken salad. Damn it, this always happens. Whoever orders the most food always wants to split the check. Oh, $60 for salad and iced tea? I may never get over this.
Yeah, especially if we keep reminding you.
Sounds like you and John had a magical night.
Yeah, it wasn't all bad. Did you ever find yourself attracted to someone you never thought you'd be attracted to in a million years?
Oh, my God, you and Becker?
No, not Becker. I was out with Sarah.
Wait a minute. You and Sarah? Okay, okay. Let me picture this. Why is that not as hot as I want it to be?
Not Sarah. Richard, Sarah's husband.
Oh, Reg, no.
No, Reg, yes. It throws a whole new light on things. Looks like Sarah will soon be available.
She's not available because nothing is going on.
Besides, she hates you.
Yeah, old Barrett and Snooty had no shot. But single and desperate with two fat kids? She, my friend, is on the way to the bottom. And Bob is the mayor of the bottom.
Reg, I know you hate Sarah, but I can't believe you'd make a move on her husband.
I didn't. Nothing happened. We were just sitting here talking.
Just talking, huh?
Okay, well, we might have shared one kiss. Oh, one really great kiss. But believe me, nothing is going on.
You keep telling yourself that.
Oh, but nothing is going on. We're just meeting for a friendly lunch. At 4 o'clock, while Sarah picks up her kids from dance class. Totally innocent.
Reg, you know that after eating, you'll want to stretch your legs, which leads to taking a walk, which leads to your apartment, which leads to sex.
Fine. Maybe I'll just meet him for dessert.
Bad idea. You'll eat too much, which leads to feeling fat, which leads to changing clothes, which leads to sex.
Coffee?
Coffee. Coffee breath. Mint. Drugstore. Aisle 12. Sex!
Can we meet for water?
Water? Why don't you just do it in the streets?
What do you mean you peed at home? You came here for a physical. What do you think the plastic cups are for? Refreshments? Now go out, get a beer, and when you get back here, damn well better be tinkle time.
Linda!
Okay, you, sign in. You, I want naked and waiting in room one. And you, get me a soda.
Linda!
Oh, right, get Margaret a soda, too.
You have got to quit these assertiveness classes. You are spinning out of control. Go home, take the day off, and come back when you are you again.
Don't you tell me what to do.
Go!
Okay.
She can't just leave in the middle of the day. Why do we even pay her if she's not gonna work?
Don't you question the way I run things around here. Mind your own business and let me handle it.
Okay.
You come back.
Oh, so how was your lunch with Richard?
It was fine. We had lunch. We talked.
Did you talk about the fact that he's married?
Every relationship has obstacles.
So now it's a relationship.
Look, we didn't do anything.
What do you mean you didn't do anything? Where did that leave Sarah and Bob?
Nowhere. She hates you. Always has, always will.
Yeah? Don't be so sure, my friend. You ever go to the pound and see those dogs who are about to get put down? They'll go home with anybody.
Reg, coffee to go, please. What is that, like $150?
Look who's here, the lovebirds. Can't keep you two apart.
Yeah, unlike a check, you can't split us up.
Sarah, ever be interested in going out with a guy like Bob?
Oh, I'm married.
I'll check back with you next week.
So, Reggie, I just stopped by to say I'm sorry for rushing off last night. I just really like to be there to put my kids to bed. We have a whole routine. They take a bath. I read them a story.
They have 5 desserts.
Well, they did polish off the creme brulee and the eclairs. Little dumplings, they may be on their way to fat camp. Well, I gotta go, but we really should try to get together again soon.
Oh, you know, I don't think
that's a great idea. How about tonight?
Tonight? Well, isn't he spontaneous and fun?
Look, Sarah,
oh,
I really...
Oh, come on, Reggie. No one cares if you wear the same dress. It's just us. I'll let Richard know. Same time, same place, okay? Good. See ya.
Wasn't last night embarrassing enough? Why would you want to have dinner with them again?
To get even. Last night she fed herself and her two fat kids on my dime. Tonight I'm the fatty and she's buying.
Oh, hi, you two.
Game time. Waiter.
Nice to see you again.
You too.
Hi, I'm Paul. I'll give you some time to look over the menus.
Don't need time. Ready now. Let's go. All right, now. Oh, I'm still hungry from the other night. You know, because all I had was a salad.
And an iced tea. Which actually sounds pretty good. I'll have a salad and an iced tea. Yes, a Caesar salad.
I'll have a Caesar salad, too. With chicken.
All the same.
All right, then, Paul. I'll have the Caesar salad with chicken as well, to start. Then I would like a steak.
May I recommend the filet?
No, you can't. Too small. What else you got?
Well, there's the Chateaubriand, but that's for two.
I'll take it.
Okay, how would you like that cooked?
Quickly.
Very good.
Oh, Paul! I didn't realize how hungry I was until I heard him order. Oh, it's too bad I don't eat meat. What do you have in the way of lobster?
Damn it.
Actually, we just had some lobsters flown in from Maine.
Oh, what a shame. The first night in the big city and they have to end up on my plate. Bring me the biggest one.
Very good.
Oh, Paul.
I'll be right back. I have to go to the men's room.
Me too.
What do you got in the way of side dishes?
Well, we have a wide variety of vegetables, and our chef prepares potatoes in six different ways.
Prove it.
I'm so sorry. This wasn't my idea.
I know. I tried to talk her out of it, but God, you look great.
So do you.
I had a really nice time at lunch today. I love talking to you.
I wanted to call you the second I got back.
I wish you had.
Richard, we shouldn't be doing this. We should go back to the table.
Yeah, we should. In a minute.
The jumbo shrimp are the biggest ones we have.
Well, I'll take it.
Me too.
Very well.
Yeah. Oh, Paul. Just occurred to me, I may need something to wash all this down.
A hose, sir?
I feel so guilty. I mean, I don't know why. We're just talking. We're not doing anything.
I know, but if we keep doing this...
I know. And I don't... Well, I could never do anything to hurt Sarah.
Oh, that's right. You'd have to consider that. I mean, of course you couldn't.
But we can still be friends, right? I mean, friends who meet for coffee.
Oh, I don't think we can.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Let me see if I got this. Jumbo shrimp cocktail, Caesar salad with chicken, Chateaubriand for two, 1 2.5-pound lobster stuffed with lobster, asparagus, a bottle of the 94 Mouton Rothschild, and a chocolate souffle. And for the lady, same thing, no asparagus.
Everything okay?
Everything's fine.
You know, I'm a little hungry after all.
Oh, Paul!
I can't believe you didn't tell me what was going on between you and Richard.
Well, nothing happened. Well, it could have happened, but it didn't. Well, it did just a little bit, but...
Yeah, Reg, not everything I ate tonight really likes everything else I ate tonight. Could you come to the point, please?
Sorry. It's just so unfair. I really liked him, and he really liked me.
Reggie's married. Everybody looks good.
Oh, that makes me feel so much better.
Oh, I'm sorry. Look, you should feel proud you didn't mess around in someone else's marriage. Now, I've been on both sides.
I know. I felt bad enough after one kiss. I couldn't have let it go any further.
You did the right thing.
Good for me. I get to curl up with my conscience tonight.
Hey. Listen. You're terrific. You know, someday you will find someone special who... Someone...
Thanks, Becker. That was such a nice thing to say. Oh, my gosh. So I almost had an affair, and you paid $300 for dinner. It's kind of a first in both of our lives.
All I know is we split the check, and I ate more, so I won. Now, this meal will just stay down. I'm going to be one happy man.